Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fire Team Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Clothes. Yeah, we wore the same clothes as Christmas.
Here we are, 2 weeks after recording the last episode. Yeah.
They won't let us leave the room. We're recording these in advance, which is why we're wearing the same clothes, because we wanted to make sure you guys had an episode. This episode for New Year's, we're going to be talking about Destiny thus far and our favorite aspect of the game so far.
Kind of favorite moment or aspect, right?
Yeah. Kind of what we really love about Destiny. So we're looking back fondly at the years past and where the game is at today. So joining me today is Fran Mirabella on my left, Sean Finnegan on my right.
Hello.
Fran, do you want to start?
Yes, sir. All right. Well, yes, it's been a good year, Guardians. It's been just over
vamping.
A year, officially. No, yeah. I know what I'm going to
say.
Okay,
cool.
But yeah, I mean, to put things in perspective, it's actually only just been over a year. We're on year two, but it has not been 2 years.
Yeah.
So it's still pretty early in the life cycle of a really big new game, new franchise from a game maker who hasn't even made that many franchises. It's been special. What?
One franchise.
Well, Marathon. I mean...
They've made plenty of games, and like
and
a few of them
stuff.
Had sequels.
Yeah.
So like
but,
way back.
But
now
anyway,
we're getting
you get the
what
point.
Is a franchise?
I know.
Yeah.
You get the point, though. They are very they're specialists. Is my point.
Yeah.
This is
top tier developer.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean this is effectively their Star Wars almost. I mean, obviously Halo was a big game for Bungie. Anyway.
Literally Star Wars because we fight in the sky.
Yeah, exactly.
Stars.
Sometimes well, we're in orbit a lot. Anyway, wow, this is going off the rails fast. But. It has been really interesting and special. I've never played a game this much with friends and new friends and made new friends. Like, honestly, it has been the culmination of the technology, gameplay styles. I mean, being able to take shooters here, really well done. I mean, it's been an amazing ride, actually. Like, as much hate that the original release got because of the grinding and a lot of the imbalances and, honestly, an unfinished, expensive product, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's turned out quite interesting. I mean, a lot of favorite stuff. So anyway, fast forward to really recently with the Taken King and figuring out the raid for King's Fall together with a group that we kept coming back. We only had like one substitute who had to keep their mouths shut. Well, we figured this out. It probably took 14 hours or something like that. But that I wasn't able to do that with some of the previous ones. But just that whole experience and the frustration and the puzzle aspects and the like, what? You know, and we never looked, you know, we never looked for how to do it. And that whole experience is just awesome. And I think it speaks to just a big part of what Destiny is, you know, playing.
So for you, it's that experience of figuring out the puzzles with your friends.
It was the fact that it's a group challenge that you all did have to come together, play a role, and get in sync And granted, it's very challenging, very specialized, but it was an experience that I have not had, you know, ever in gaming, actually, which was, you know, that's hard to say these days. So, you know, definitely out, there's a lot that I could be talking about, but, you know, we didn't want to talk about all our favorite moments. I had to pick one.
Yeah.
It's just, again, it's that group aspect, and as you learn, it's really about as you learn together, play together, and actually you forge friendships just like playing a game on a mic.
Definitely.
I mean, it's definitely special.
There's people that like I've never met in real life, but like we text each other about like, hey, I'm doing this thing. Do you want to join? We, you know, we talk while we play the game, and you kind of get to interact with the community.
Yeah.
That is like by far the best aspect of Destiny, the community, just kindness and interaction. I've never seen anything like that. Of course, there's a lot of there's a few bad apples, but for the most part, it is a great experience.
Yeah,
you know,
and it was that combined with the complexity of the raid. You know, a shooter. You know, that you're doing that type of mechanic in. Again, I thought it was just really well done, and I never had to experience that, so it was great.
Yeah,
yeah, love it or hate it, and there are a lot of people who hate it.
Oh yeah,
the game is doing something really new. Like, we haven't really seen shooters done in this way before. We haven't really seen a better combination of a first-person shooter with an RPG in sort of what purported a little bit to be like an open world, a little bit non-linear. And sure, it's not exactly open world. It is a little bit like on rails, but it's given us this really unique framework to kind of experience these things in a new way, and that's really cool. And I'm totally on your side. It's a new breed of game out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's really a lot of what's grabbed people's attention. Granted, it is highly addictive and designed to be that way, but there's this, again, it's got this feel-good element, and when you do things, whether it's trials or raid, it is very mechanical, very thoughtful, and everyone has to come together and play their roles. So,
and especially like I think people who listen to this show and like watch our Destiny content and really enjoy the game, they understand what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, they've experienced these things and they keep coming back to this product, or they just. Even people who aren't playing still check the Reddit regularly. They still like listen to the show.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of tweets from people who watch the show but don't even play anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that says a lot about the strength of the community. And
shout out to people who watch the show but don't play anymore.
That's
Yeah, all you people are great.
Just as deserving as anyone else to be a part of the community. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I'm going to be a little bit more specific with my entry. I'm going to pick one aspect of Destiny that I think really impressed me, and that is Trials of Osiris. The reason I love this gameplay mode is because with MMOs and just like when I used to play Final Fantasy, like back in the day, like the early Final Fantasies or just any RPG, I'm like, man, I want to take this character online. And like now that I've leveled them up all crazy, like fight somebody. And you get to do that with Trials for the first time. You get to do it with two of your friends. And it's really intense.
It's highly competitive mode. Yeah.
It's highly competitive. It's brutal. Really intense. Like it's the first
very
time.
Very punishing.
You talked about
more
charts.
So since the Taken King. Have you guys noticed that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You talked about our charts and making charts in the last episode, and I like figured out like, all right, I'm gonna go this class. This is my best intellect discipline loadout. I don't really need strength for this character, but then I'm like, oh, I better put like 25% strength in there. But then am I gonna sacrifice, intellect or discipline?
Yeah, you had to think about.
You
all
had
of
to
it.
Think about all that stuff because it was extremely
it was
important. Yeah, it was crucial for the Crucible.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. And
shout out to Jose's Crucible.
Yeah, definitely.
As he had called it in the past.
I really, really, really love Trials of Osiris. I don't think I've ever experienced anything
Trials
like that before.
Trials of Osiris.
And then, you know, like the topping that just pushes it over the edge, the icing on the cake, the icing on the cake is the lighthouse. You go 9-0, you get that lighthouse thing, you get bragging rights, you get that emblem, you know, it's just like gamer pride. You get to show off what you've managed to achieve in this game. You get this cool suit of armor, and with year two, you know, it's a higher light level. It's just I can't explain fully why I like this mode so much. It's just so great. It's very stressful, but the rewards just make it such an awesome experience for me.
It can be
Brutal.
Very
it's always brutal.
I was just playing Trials over the weekend, and man, like, even with a crew of pretty good dudes, we were like, we had to really, really try, like, really engage try hard mode. And communicate a lot. It's just, it works really well within the framework that they've established for Crucible and for PvP and Destiny.
Yeah, there's, and maybe to what you're getting at, there's just teams who have refined their skills so much in their style, and you run into it and they play unlike other teams.
Trounce you.
Oh yeah,
it really is.
Or it's like, have you ever fought a team where you're never fighting someone 1v1? It's always 2v1.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That's how you're supposed to play that. And it's like, it feels unfair to you, but that's just better teamwork on their part.
You're supposed to be together, but like not necessarily next to each other, but like working as a team to like my strat's usually like, all right, you guys go here, I'm gonna flank and try and distract. So I distract, they push, wipe out a guy or two, maybe I get one, and then we come together and just, you know,
I mean,
push
that's,
it on that
that's
team.
Generally our strat too. I mean, it depends on the map, right? With this week's Trials map, which is terrible, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's that moon map, or not that moon map, but the map where everything's like floating all the time because there's like zero
The Drifter.
We recorded
We
recorded this a while ago.
Oh yeah, when I say this week, I don't. It may not actually be this week. Yeah.
Good catch.
Good call. Yeah.
It's December 14th. I'm just gonna
Internet video is a time machine, basically. Mm-hmm. But my point is like, that map has a lot of these really kind of long hallways on that upper end, so people sniping them a lot. But like our strategy was to send two people with snipers into the hallway. I play striker, and so I would flank real fast with a shotgun.
Yeah.
And basically, like the goal was to make sure that if they were going to be looking down the hallways with snipers, someone is going to be punishing them from the side or the back, like and who's tailored to be fast and in their face.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get a pick, then those two people push and we just get on that orb so that they can't pick it up.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you got to have really complex strats and you got to have like timing and the know-how to when to push and when to fall back and when to res and when to shoot. It's a really great
book. It really
is.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
The point is, I think it's another great example of a first, you know, a first type of experience that you probably had like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I hope a lot of people got to experience it, because I know a lot of I'm sure a lot of people dropped off before Trials hit, but like that was kind of at the peak. So hopefully a lot of people like got to go in and experience that with a high level character, you know, and compete against another team. I guess it does do matchmaking though, but it, like if you just went in and got creamed, that probably wasn't a great experience for you, you know.
Yeah,
Fran was playing last night and he's like, I need one more, we need two more wins.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Well, I just had two matches completed. Sorry, not two more wins. I was just getting the gold tier, but the rest didn't go so well. we didn't do that great, but I got to the lighthouse this weekend. So
fine. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the help of, I should mention, Michael Lovebree and Arcane. Thank you, gentlemen, actually. It's funny, we were playing, and they were working hard. I played with a couple people that I just, I met through, I don't even remember how I met this crew. You know, it's another example of what we were getting at, but really good. Like, these guys play a lot. One guy, you know, Michael, shotgun all the time. He's rushing in there. Like, he's surgical on his own. And then Arcane is always sniping. And so the point is, anyway, you get people who just have their own styles and they're so good at it.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
And man, I get in that backpack. So
like,
I'll admit it.
I have to tilt my hat, though. Definitely Trials of Osiris, phenomenal experience. Stressful experience, but it's because there's big rewards at stake. And,
yeah, very highly rewarding.
Yeah, definitely. That's why it's my entry. Sean?
So mine kind of overlaps with Fran's, but like, I think my favorite part of Destiny in general and year one, and I guess up to year two in the Taken King, is just the idea of like the Sherpa community, right? Like, one of the great things that Destiny does that I don't think most other games do is reward people who are willing to work together and not against each other. Like, it's a philosophy that kind of extends throughout the game, but applies a lot in the raids and in strikes and basically to every part of the game where you need to do something with your friends or with your team, right? Like, when I love this idea that, like, in other RPGs and, like, even in World of Warcraft where things in the raids were pretty team-oriented, once you got really geared out or once you were, like, top tier in damage or in healing or tanking or whatever, there was this tendency just to, like, sit in town and kind of look down imperiously on all the plebeians out there who didn't have as good gear as you. And in Destiny, that's kind of not like that. Like, once you get to the top of the mountain, there's this desire to help other people get to the top of the mountain too.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fostered this community of people who just want to help each other. Like, look at, you know, someone, co-founder of the show, Alfredo Diaz, spends most of his time helping his subscribers on Twitch get into the raid and get good gear, make it to the lighthouse.
Yeah.
And that's part of the fun for him. And I think there's a lot of people out there, and that's one of these things where it's like, I love that Bungie has kind of implemented this philosophy of co-op before competitive.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that there's no competitive. Obviously, we were just talking about trials. There's a lot of different ways to satisfy your competitive need. And those are great too, especially as someone who's a competitive player. But as I get older, and I've noticed this recently with Halo 5, I would say I am a good Halo player, but I do not have the time or the reflexes anymore to compete with some of those people out there who are just insanely good. And Destiny offers people like me and other players who maybe don't have the time or the skill to compete in something that is so multiplayer competitive focused to feel rewarded by doing things that are good for other people in this cooperative manner.
Yeah, for sure. No, I think it's a combination of things. Like, it's more you like to show off like your abilities, but you help people by doing that.
Totally.
But some people just love to help. It's like, yeah, I don't know how many people I've run into on trials that'll be like, oh,
let's go.
If you want to, you know, some help any other time, like, good game kind of thing.
And it's like, you see that enthusiasm from other people that are like still playing. They're like, oh man, I haven't done Vault Glass or something like that. I just want to try it out. It's like, let's go do it. I haven't done it in a while.
Because
I remember
like,
how great that was.
Yeah, you remember like, man, when I played, the first time I played Vault Glass, I was like, this is really, really cool. And like the ability to give that experience to someone else, It's really awesome. Like, we were just talking in the office the other day that like we have a girl out there who works on the social team, Callie, who just got into Destiny recently. She came in with the Taken King, so she's been playing with us and stuff on Xbox One, but she'd never done Vault of Glass, and we were like, oh my god, like we were all talking. She's like, I've never done a raid. And we were like, well, if you're at 280 light, we can get you into King's Fall. And then she was like, oh, well, people say there's this Vault of Glass raid. And we were all like, oh, yeah, what about that? You don't even need light in that. Yeah. As long as you're 40, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And it's fun, so let's get her into it, you know? Like,
it's great.
You remember the experiences you had, and you want to share them with people. And I think it's a really positive thing. It really kind of helps the community be, like you said, there's some bad apples, but by and large, it's really positive and kind of cooperative.
Yeah, definitely.
So now for the things we hate.
No, we're not doing that.
I'm totally joking.
Yeah,
it's a new year, Fran. We want to focus on
the positive. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, Christmas, totally, if you haven't listened to that episode or watched that episode yet, we talked about things, our desires for Destiny 2 and wants, our wish list, so to speak. So check that out. This is a little shorter episode, but we just kind of wanted to share our favorite aspects of Destiny thus far. I can't wait to see what happens next year.
Yeah, get at us on maybe Twitter, and if you're in the Fireteam Chat podcast group on Facebook, which is closed, but you can apply. I don't run it. A fan does.
Yeah.
But share your moments.
Multiple fans do. Yeah,
I'd love to read over some of them as we come back in 2016.
Yeah.
Love to hear what you guys think. Hashtag Fireteam Chat.
Yeah.
We'll look through that and see what's out
there. You're at Fran Mirabella.
That is right.
I'm at Destin Legary. At I am Finnegan.
Yep. I'm Sean. What is your Twitter?
What?
I'm Sean Finnegan, but on Twitter, I'm Finnegan.
Ah, that's right.
There's another I am Finnegan that's a news reporter.
Really?
Who I follow.
Like, I am Finnegan?
It's very close, yeah.
Oh, God, that's terrible. Yeah. I think I'm Finnegan is terrible. I just can't get Sean Finnegan because there's an
Shark
imposter
Finnegan
out there.
What about Shark Finnegan?
Nobody else can have your name.
Yeah. No one can have, not that guy.
All right.
If you go to Google and you just search Sean Finnegan, who's the first guy who comes up? Me, not that dude. So I should have first dibs.
Wow.
Happy New Year's, everybody. Now it's like a holiday.
Exactly. Yeah, now we're starting to have like the arguments over dinner.
Yeah. We're going to wrap it up there, though. You can leave us a review on iTunes. You can get shirts at go.ign.com/store. Mm-hmm. And leave a comment below and have a great Destiny discussion with some other fans. Until next time,
Guardians out.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.